You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. And this evening, we have the pleasure of having in our studio two lovely young ladies that are representing Theater by the Sea and their current performance of Peter Pan. And with us once again is Amy Turner. Amy, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
And with us also is Peter Pan. Let's see, is this politically correct? Peter Pan himself?
I think Peter Pan would be appropriate.
Carrie Miller, who happens to be a very lovely female. But anyway, we'll fix that later on. Thanks for being here, Carrie.
Thank you.
And it's nice to have you with us. We're going to find all out about Carrie.
Everything you'd ever want to know.
Right. Let's start with Amy and Theater by the Sea. Congratulations, first of all, Amy, on a phenomenal presentation of Crazy for You, which just finished its run.
Thank you.
And now you're into Peter Pan, and you were the director of Crazy for You, correct?
I was, yes. I had double duty, not only as producer, but as director, and thank you. I was very proud of that show. The audiences were particularly responsive to it. They like seeing dancing up on that stage, I think.
Yeah, it was a great show, and very well done, and if you out there that are listening missed it, don't miss any more Theater by the Sea productions. I mean, they've all been great. Peter Pan was especially great. I mean, sorry, Crazy for You, because I haven't seen Peter Pan yet, but I will very soon. And we've already had, what, 4 or 5 runs of it so far?
Yeah, we opened Friday night, so we've already been through our previews and had a fantastic first weekend.
That's great.
But there's still 3 weeks to go, so there's plenty of time.
Plenty of time, and we'll give you details of how you can get tickets and so forth. But right now, let's go to Carrie. And Carrie is actually C-A-R-Y. Mm-hmm. So we say Carrie Michelle Miller is your actual stage name, right?
Yes, correct, yeah.
And where do you come from, Carrie?
Well, originally I'm from Missouri, from Kansas City area, but the last 10 years I've been living in New York.
Missouri. What part of Missouri specifically? What little town?
Grandview, Missouri.
Grandview. Yes. That's south of Kansas?
South Kansas City, yeah.
South Kansas City. Well, a little further south is a place called Nevada.
I do know that.
And El Dorado Springs.
Uh-huh.
See, I know all those places. Those were all big stops on my tour. Carrie, what's your background? How long have you been in theater?
10 years.
10 years?
Yeah. I went to college, but for something different than theater, so...
You were going to be a brain surgeon and decided not to, right?
Kind of.
Right? Change the theater, and now you live in New York, or where do you live?
Yeah, I live in New York. I've lived there for the past 10 years and just have been learning a lot since then. Right. So.
Now, you've done some, I was looking at your resume a little bit, and you've done some great shows in the past. Tell us some of your other experiences while you were in theater.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I've been very blessed. I've done a couple national tours. One was Seussical the Musical with Kathy Rigby, who was also a fellow Peter Panner. And I also did the first national tour of Little Women with Maureen McGovern, who is a wonderfully sweet and talented lady. So that was 2 great experiences. And then just a lot of regional stuff. I've worked in Philly a lot, doing State Fair and Carousel and just all around. I just was up in Ogunquit doing a chorus line, Ogunquit Playhouse in Maine. Mm-hmm. And just a lot of fun stuff.
Now she's here.
Now I'm here.
Your first trip to Rhode Island?
Yes, my first trip. I was so excited because I've always wanted to come to Rhode Island, and I've never been to Rhode Island. So I was really thrilled when I got hired to do this.
You don't hear that every day.
I know, right? I don't know. You remember that show, Providence? I used to watch that all the time.
Yes. Well, actually, that show was filmed, actually took some of the filming of my house where I live on the east side was in that show. So
really?
Another connection we have. Well, welcome to Rhode Island.
Thank you.
Welcome to Theater by the Sea. And for those in the audience that might be listening that don't know about Theater by the Sea, I say this every time, it is a great place to spend an evening or an afternoon. And it's located right down by the Rhode Island beaches, so you can make a whole trip out of it. Right, Amy? They can have a great time.
You certainly can. It is fantastic. There's a lot of people that have known about this theater for their entire life, obviously, but there's also a surprising number of people, even native Rhode Islanders, that have never been there. And what thrills me the most is when people come down and they're just particularly overwhelmed at how beautiful it is, how professional it is, how well the property and the theater are maintained. I think it is a surprise to a lot of people, but a lovely surprise. And as you said, it makes for a great day.
Or evening.
And, or evening.
And attached to the theater is Bistro by the Sea, correct?
Yep, just a little ways down. And so we welcome anybody.
Kind of attached by way of a garden.
There you go.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful gardens there. So if you enjoy the outdoors at all, you come down, you have a nice dinner at Theater by the at their Bistro by the Sea, and then perhaps some beverage at the bar there, then take in the show, and then on some nights there's a cabaret afterwards.
That's right. Yeah, the Bistro by the Sea does host a cabaret. It's new this year. It's hosted by Sabrina Blaze. Many people know her from her exciting work in Providence, but it's a little adult and a little risque. But the response has been lovely, and I know they're very proud of that cabaret.
Now, for those of you watching at home on the webcam, you'll notice that Amy was doing a little shoulder twist when she said a little risque there. But, we don't actually have a webcam, so I don't think you're missing anything. But if we did, you'd be all excited because both of these ladies are very attractive. And we're gonna get to more of Peter Pan and some of the details about the show. But Amy has brought some music with her, so we are going to start off. Let's listen to the overture at this point, and then we'll be back with some more.
Great.
you know, Peter Pan is means a lot of things to a lot of people, and probably very different than what the original play was about, right, Amy? Tell us about the music a little bit, and about the original play.
Yeah, well, what's interesting about Peter Pan that I don't know if everyone is aware of is that it has never in any of its incarnations been intended as a children's piece. As you just said, it was originally written as a play, and it was actually a character within a play. And then eventually that play became a book. And then the book became another play, and then that play became a play with music, and then it became a musical. And then, of course, many people know the Disney version, but if those of your audience are old enough to remember, Disney animated features really were never specifically marketed towards children.
Right.
They were just marketed for general release. And so although children love this character and they love the music and they certainly love the Disney adaptation of it, and it is about children and fantasy and imagination, the author's original intention and any music that is associated with it was not specifically written or geared towards children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think somehow that's been somewhat misremembered, if that's a word, over the course of its life.
I think you're right that most people think of the Disney production. They mm-hmm. think of, you know, the animation. You think of animation, you think of children. So
mm-hmm.
you put it in, it goes into that category.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, Camelot, or versus, you know, some other show, Oklahoma or something like that.
And there's some sophisticated orchestrations throughout. It relies heavier, as we say in the biz, on the book rather than the music. The music really helps facilitate the story. But comparatively to a lot of other musicals, for instance, Crazy for You,
which
is almost nonstop music,
right.
There's actually scenes played and story told outside of the music.
Mm-hmm.
The music really helps that along in a far more traditional sense than by traditional, like, you know, 50, 60, 80 years ago.
All right, well, take us into this next piece. It's called, Into the Tender Shepherd. What is that about?
Yeah, well, of course, it starts out, I think most people know, in this nursery in England where these children are being put to bed and their parents are going out for the evening. But one of the many themes is motherhood and caring for others, including your own children. And this is the mother tucking her children in. And we know that an adventure is about to happen, but she's caring and concerned about this little boy that she sees peeking through the window.
Okay, we'll listen to that now.
Can anything harm us, Mommy, after the nightlight you lit?
Nothing precious. They're the eyes a mother leaves behind to guard her children. Now, sing your goodnight song and into your beds.
Tender shepherd, tender shepherd, let me help you count your sheep. One in the meadow, two in the garden, three in the nursery, fast asleep. Tender shepherd, tender shepherd,
nightlights that protect my sleeping children, burn clear and steadfast tonight.
All right, let's talk to Carrie about some of the interesting things in this show, which are probably very different than perhaps what you did in Little Women, where you actually get to fly, right? What's
yes.
that like?
Oh, it's pretty amazing. I mean, like you said, not too many people can say that they've flown. But yeah, it's not as scary as you would think it would be. It's just more thrilling. And, you know, you're kind of at the mercy of the people flying you. So, you know, you just kind of let go and just have a good time. And it's fun being an adult playing a child because I can remember, you know, I think we didn't always need to remember that child part in us that we sometimes forget we have. And so this certainly helps me to remember that when I'm mm-hmm. flying through the air. But sure. probably the most thrilling part is when I enter through the window for the first time and see the darling children in their nursery for the first time. And I'm trying to find my shadow. And I fly through the window, and the first couple of times when we practiced it before we started, I was like, "Wee!" I just like came out. I didn't mean to. It just was like so thrilling that.
And that's the audience reaction too,
right.
Because you know it's coming, and then she just leaps and flies through this window, and I think it's a little unexpected.
Yeah.
But I think the audience sort of says we
yeah,
along with you.
It's so much fun.
Now, you mentioned something in there that, you know, that you have to have confidence in the people that are running this. You didn't get Daryl and his brother Daryl to set this up, right? This is done by a professional group to do the flying part, right?
It was. In fact, it's flying by Foy, and they have probably easily 50 years of experience doing this. I think, Carrie, when you did it before, you utilize Foy as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they kind of make you very comfortable with the process because they've done it everywhere in the entire world, in every type of venue. Uh-huh. Of course, we were a little nervous about our old barn, uh-huh. and it's not that big, but they just felt like there wasn't going to be a problem. And I don't know, I'd ask Carrie, you get pretty good. I mean, it's up in the air and it's going side to side, mm-hmm. even for our little barn.
I feel like I'm really flying up there. So it definitely creates maybe even a bigger space than what it is to see it, you know. Mm-hmm. And I just there's nothing quite like it.
All right. And that takes us into a song called I Won't Grow Up. Tell us about that song, Carrie. Is that... When does that happen in the show?
It happens after Peter Pan returns to Neverland, and he brings back Wendy to be their mother, and he's teaching the lesson to the kids about not wanting to grow up and making sure we always stay kids.
All right, let's listen to that right now. We'll just listen to a portion of it because we don't have time for the whole thing, but then we'll be back with more.
Are you ready for today's lesson?
Yes, Peter!
and listen to your teacher. Repeat after me. I won't grow up.
I won't grow up.
I don't want to go to school.
I don't want to go to school.
Just to learn to be a parrot.
Just to learn to be a parrot.
And recite a silly rule.
And recite a silly rule.
If growing up means it would be beneath my dignity to climb a tree,
I'll never grow up, never grow up, never grow up.
Not me.
Not I.
Not me.
Not me.
I won't grow up.
I won't grow up.
I don't want to wear a tie.
I don't want to wear a tie.
And a serious expression.
And a serious expression.
In the middle of July.
In the middle of July.
And if it means I must prepare to shoulder burdens with a worried air,
I'll never grow up, never grow up, never grow up.
Not me.
Not I.
Not me.
So there.
All right, and now I can envision you flying around the barn, as they say. And speaking of the barn, Theater by the Sea, it's a great facility. 75 years, right?
Yes, actually, this is its 76th anniversary of being turned into a theater. And you're right, it's a barn. But I think people are surprised. I mean, we have padded seats and there's a balcony. Yeah. It's a very comfortable barn.
Very, very, very comfortable. Very comfortable with lots of things to make it even more comfortable. The staff there is great and everybody takes good care of you. And they are regular theater seats.
Yep.
And then you have the beautiful gardens to have intermission mm-hmm. in and the pre-show and even afterwards if you'd like. Tell people how they can get tickets to this fabulous performance.
Well, the box office is open every day from 10 until 4 p.m. That phone number is 401-782-8587. And I always encourage people to visit our website. They can actually buy their tickets right online, the comfort of their own homes. And there's all kinds of information, including the box office number and the restaurant number as well. And the website is hopefully very simple. It's theaterbythesea.com. So we try and make it as easy as we can.
And you can spell theater either way, with an R-E or an E-R.
That's right.
So you remember these things.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to get to another song before we take a short break. And this is actually two songs put together, The Pirate Song and Hook's Tango.
Sure. Well, come on. Is there a better villain in all musical comedy than Captain Hook?
Tick, tick, tick. All right, here we go.
We're bloody buccaneers, and each a murderous crook. We massacre Indians, kill little boys, and
pirates!
Peter Pan is away from home.
I must think. Inspire me. Play, you dogs.
What tempo, Captain?
Tempo, tempo. A tango.
A tango. Unrip your plan, Captain.
To cook a cake quite large and fill each layer in between with icing mixed with poison till it turns a tempting green. We'll place it near the house just where the boys are sure to come. And being greedy, they won't care to question such a plum. The boys who have no mother sweet, no one to show them their mistake, won't know it's dangerous to eat so damp and rich a cake. And so, before the winking of an eye, those boys will eat that poison cake, and one by one, they'll die.
The people at Robert's Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Robert's Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Robert's Musical Instruments.
We are back on Conducting Conversations, having a great evening talking about Peter Pan at Theater by the Sea. And with us this evening is Carrie Michelle Miller, who is playing Peter Pan, and Amy Turner, who is our now become a regular veteran of Conducting Conversations. She's done more shows than anyone else with us, and it's always a treat to have her back. And we're listening to the music of Peter Pan and talking about the various scenes. And now we're coming up with one that I have to admit, I'm not real familiar with. Carrie, tell us about Ugawug.
Ugawug. It's such a fun number. It's after I've saved Tiger Lily from the pirates, and then she helps to save my life. And it's a point in the show, instead of us fighting the Lost Boys against the Indians, we become like one group, you know, and to take on the pirates together. So this is kind of a celebratory like song that now we're all brothers together, you know, and we just have a lot of fun with it. It's just it's a fun number that that we can all do together on stage.
Okay, let's listen to Ugawug.
Tiger Lily saved my life in the forest, and I saved hers. Peter Pan is the sun and the moon and the stars. Yes, I know. Come on, boys, shake hands with your new brothers. We smoke peace pipe. Have powwow. Ugawug, 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 wah. Ugawug, 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 wah. Gugablock, 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 wah. Ugawug, 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 when we get in trouble, ugawug, there's just one thing to do. I'll just send for Tiger Lily.
I'll just send for Peter Pan.
We'll be coming willy-nilly-lilly. Beat on a drum, and I will come. And I will come and save the brave, noble redskin.
Ugawug, 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 wah. Ugawug, 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 wah.
There's just one thing to do.
We'll just send for Tiger Lily.
We'll send for Peter Pan.
We'll be coming willy-nilly, Lily. Send up a flare, and I'll be there. You know you really got a friend.
We'll be true blood brothers to the end.
Oh. I got wah! I got wah! I got wah!
Peter Pan is one of those shows that has lots and lots of things in it. We talked about the flying.
Yes.
We talked about, you know, the fact that it all starts off in the, like, in the nursery, correct?
That's right, yeah.
And that's when you fly through the window.
That's when I fly through the window.
Along with Tinkerbell, who's her own little special magic creation throughout the show. And
is Tinkerbell a very small person that's also flying?
Very small,
very
like
small.
3 inches tall.
Oh, that's pretty small.
It was very difficult to cast that role. She's a little more magical than that.
Right.
She's certainly not human. Let's just say that.
Oh, see, you gave that away. All right. And what about the rest of the set?
Well, and then once Peter flies away into Neverland, there's, you know, Neverland is its own imaginary creation. There's a huge rock formation that the kids and the Indians and the pirates climb over and adventure upon. And then we have another very big shift into, I guess, is it the cave?
With the Lost underground Boys home that the Lost Boys live in.
Live underground. And so there's that.
I haven't seen Peter Pan in a while.
And there's much adventure climbing in and out of this underground cave and kidnapping, you know, by the pirates. Mm-hmm. And then they take him to this massive pirate ship. Where there's a huge sword fight.
Wow, yes. Fights and everything.
Yeah, I get a sword fight.
Oh, you get the sword fight.
And cool. Fly.
I won't ruin the ending of who wins, but...
Let's just say I brought Carrie today.
Right. All right, well, that takes us into this next piece, which is called Distant Melody, right?
Yeah, and I don't know, one of the things that draws me to it, we spoke earlier about how there really are these adult themes, and, you know, I think we're kind of saying that there's just something for everyone. There's the imagination, there's the playfulness, there's really the danger of the fighting and that belief in Tinkerbell, but, you know, there's several really bittersweet moments about, you know, what it means to care about things and remember things, and I don't know if you want to say anything, but... I mean, this really is Peter's moment of melancholy in a way.
Yeah, just remembering what he doesn't have and, you know, yeah, he's remembering.
Being family-wise, that type
of
thing.
Yeah, he's remembering, you know, his mother and this song that he vaguely remembers from from that time. And, yeah, I think that it is touching and somewhat tearful. Perhaps, you know, for people, so it's a beautiful moment.
Well, we'll listen to that now, then.
Peter, do you know a lullaby to sing to our children?
Lullaby. Lullaby. I think so. Sometimes, late at night, I seem to remember...
Once upon a time, and long ago, I heard someone singing soft and low. Now, when day is done, and night is near, I recall this song I used to hear. My child, my very own, don't be afraid, you're not alone. Sleep until the dawn, for all is well. Long ago this song was sung to me. Now it's just a distant melody. Somewhere from the past I used to know. Once upon a time, and long ago.
Now, Amy, I remember on previous visits when you were talking about putting on Peter Pan, There was always a gleam in your eye when you talked about Captain Hook.
Well, come on. Every good hero needs a nemesis. And Captain Hook provides that for this show. It's silly and he's ridiculous. And there's a tradition of actors playing this role that sort of, in my mind, it's one of those roles that I think any good actor would want to play. Mm-hmm. You know, I would put it up alongside, you know, Hamlet or King Lear or, you know, it's really a classic villain. There's humor and there's self-righteousness and there's just this abundance of character that can be brought to it. I mean, and it's just blatant, you know, it's a blatant example of ridiculousness.
Now, am I remembering correctly that the movie version not too long ago was Robin Williams?
Robin Williams played Peter and played Dustin Peter. Hoffman. Oh,
Dustin Hoffman, that's what I'm thinking, played Captain Hook, right? So there's an example of how you take a world-class actor and he wants to play Captain Hook. All right.
Sure.
All right, we're going into a song called Captain Hook's Waltz. So we'll listen to that, then we'll take a short break and be back with more of Peter Pan at Theater by the Sea.
At last I've reached me peak. Peter killed, and all the boys about to walk the plank. Ha 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 ha! I'm the greatest villain of all time. Who is Bluebeard?
Nobody!
Who is Nero?
Nobody!
Who is Jack the Ripper?
Nobody!
Ha ha ha! Who's the swiniest swine in the world?
Captain Hook!
Who's the dirtiest dog in this wonderful world?
Captain Hook!
Captain of villainy, murder and loot. Eager to kill any who says that his hook isn't cute.
It's cute!
Who's the slimiest rat in the pack?
Captain Hook! Captain Hook!
Who's unlovable?
You.
Who's unlivable?
You.
Whose existence is quite unforgivable?
You.
Who would stoop to the cheapest and lowest of tricks in the book?
Tricks in the book!
Blimey, slimy, Captain Hook! All mortals envy me, yet better perhaps for Hook to have had less ambition. Oh, fame, fame, thou glittering bauble. In searching for thee, what fame have I not lost? No little children love me. I'm told they play at Peter Pan, and the strongest always chooses to be Peter. They force the baby to be Hook. The baby. That's where the canker gnaws. No! Bicarbonate of soda, no! Who's the swiniest?
Swiniest!
The doggiest?
Doggiest!
The slimiest?
Slimiest!
Who's the creepiest creep in the world?
Captain Hook! Captain Hook!
Who's dispensable?
You.
Reprehensible?
You.
Whose behavior is quite indefensible?
You.
Who's the crawlingest, cruelest, crummiest, crookedest crook?
Crookedest crook! What a prize! What a joy!
Mrs. Hook's little baby boy!
The scourge of the sea!
Just lil' old me!
Captain
Hook!
Hook! Hook!
Hook!
Hook!
Hook! Hook!
Hook!
Hook! Hook!
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
We are back on Conducting Conversations and talking with Amy Turner from Theater by the Sea and Carrie Michelle Miller, who is playing the role of Peter Pan at the current production, which has been going for a few days and has a couple weeks left.
Yep, so we close on August 8th. So
August 8th.
Plenty
right.
of time.
Plenty
and
of
plenty
time
of
to get
tickets.
Down there. And, Carrie, let's get back to you for a minute and talk about, you know, we mentioned earlier about flying and the, you know, how the logistics of that happen coming through the window and the crew that makes sure that you're safe while you're doing that. But let's talk a little bit more about the message of the flying.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful. And one of the beginning of the first act, Peter sings a song called I'm Flying, and it's basically teaching the three children how to fly. And I think it's a lovely image because, gosh, I mean, if we could really fly as human beings, I mean, how freeing would that be? And it would be just amazing. And I think it's also it's a theme of imagination and believing. Mm-hmm. I mean, Peter Pan is the only one that doesn't need fairy dust to fly because he believes so much that he can just fly, that mm-hmm. he does, you know? And to imagine in our own lives, to believe in something so much that we just are that, you know, it's just, it's incredible. I think we forget that a lot.
Right.
You know, and the same with imagination, you know, I mean, it's, we can just be more, I think. And I think that's mm-hmm. it's a lovely message with the I'm flying, and to see the kids fly and the joy in their faces after they're like, we can do this too, you know.
A life without limits.
A mm-hmm. life without limits. And like you say, the belief, I didn't realize, I never thought about the fact that he didn't need the fairy dust to fly, but that's true. I mean, mm-hmm. you believe something strongly enough, and there you go. You're doing
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's fly into I'm Flying.
All clear.
Come on. Peter, can you really fly?
I'll teach you.
Oh, how lovely to fly.
I'll teach you how to jump on the wind's back, and away we'll go.
Oh.
Wendy, when you're sleeping in your silly bed, you might be flying about with me, saying funny things to the stars.
How do you do it?
You just think lovely, wonderful thoughts, and up you go.
Oh, how
look at me, way up high, suddenly, here am I, I'm flying. I'm flying.
Flying! Flying! Flying!
I can soar, I can weave, and what's more, I'm not even trying.
Oh, how wonderful!
High up and as light as I can be. I must be a sight lovely to see. Nothing will stop me now. Higher still, look at how I can zoom around.
Whoa.
Way up off the ground, I'm flying. I fly and I'm all over the place. You try and you fall flat on your face. I'm flying.
Flying!
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 Over bed, over chair, duck your head, clear the air. Oh, what lovely fun. Watch me, everyone. Take a look at me and see how easily it's done. I'm flying.
Oh, my God.
Oh, teach us, Peter. Please teach us.
First, I must blow the fairy dust on you. Now think lovely thoughts. Think lovely thoughts. Think lovely thoughts.
Fishing, hopscotch,
candy,
picnics, summer,
candy,
sailing,
flowers, candy.
Lovelier thoughts, Michael. Like an owl, like a bat on the prowl, it's so satisfying. I'm whizzing,
whizzing,
through a cloud, past a star, I'm so proud, look how far I've risen. High over the moon, higher I fly.
Higher, higher.
Okay, Amy, one more time about phone number for tickets.
Absolutely. The phone number is 401-782-8587. And of course, as I said before, we encourage everybody to go to our website, theaterbythesea.com, where they can get all kinds of information. We do run the show through August 8th. And for our final show, Dirty Rotten Scoundrel, that information's up there as well. The song that we're going to hear next is Never Neverland. And Carrie, you can help me out here, but there's the lines about where Neverland is.
Mm-hmm. The lyric is, it might be miles beyond the moon or right there where you stand. It's not on any chart. You must find it with your heart. Never Neverland.
Well, it is a great message. And again, I want to thank you both for being here. Amy, great to see you again.
Always a pleasure.
And we'll look forward to seeing you in a few weeks with your last production already of the season, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. And Carrie, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. And best of luck on the continuation of Peter Pan and your other endeavors as they come along.
Thanks.
We only have time for a short piece of Never Neverland, but you'll have to go to the show to hear the rest. Good night, everyone.
Peter, where do you live?
It's a secret place.
Please tell me.
Would you believe me if I told you?
Why, promise.
For sure.
For sure.
I have a place where dreams are born and time is never planned. It's not on any chart. You must find it with your heart. Never, never land. It might be miles beyond the moon or right there where you stand. Just keep an open mind and then suddenly you'll find never, never land. You'll have a treasure if you stay there, more precious far than gold. For once you have found your way there, you can never, never grow old. And that's my home where dreams are born and time is never planned. Just think of lovely things and your heart will fly on wings forever in Never Neverland.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.